Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to look at the final word or term that is used in the fifth chapter of Ephesians regarding the church. Jesus is going to present to himself a glorious church. Verse 27 says, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And so today we want to look at what possibly a wrinkle could be. And I would like to suggest in advance to you, that's the devil's work or the devil's business to cause wrinkles in our Christian experience, wrinkles in our experience with the Lord. Now, by definition, that particular word is a Middle English word, and it's wrinkled, twisted, probably a derivative of the Old English gerinkled, and it's the root word is akin to wrenchen, W-R-E-N-C-A-N, or wrench. That's sort of a graphic word, isn't it? That Greek word means a fold, as drawing together. And by definition, a wrinkle is to pucker or mar by a small ridge or furrow, a crease. And it's interesting that this word, wrinkle, is used only one place in the New Testament, and that's found in Ephesians 27, as I just read and shared with you. Now, let's notice what a wrinkle is. It's a crease, a small ridge or furrow. It's unlike a spot or a stain. And it's not removed or lifted off. Think about this. Something has happened to the fabric. It's been injured, if you will. It's been oppressed, compressed, crushed, squeezed. It's gone through a series of experiences that have prevented it from being smooth and lovely in its original state. Now, for example, if you ladies, you take clothes out of the washing machine, if you don't put them in the dryer, you let them dry that way, my goodness, they would be a mass of wrinkles. And we even have different cycles that we can set according to temperature and the type of fabric to eliminate wrinkles. That's our desire. Wrinkles, whether in speaking of natural clothes or even speaking of our Christian experience, they mar our beauty. And our adversary, the devil, has one modus operandi, if you will. He has one task, and he comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can't stop us from serving God, he wants to hurt or crush us, crease us, if you will. And we see that as far as using the analogy of natural clothes, sometimes there is a, especially with today's fabrics, drip dry. I've got like some rayon dresses. If you wash them, you just hang them on the clothesline. I mean, you put them on a hanger, and just the force of gravity and the natural process of time will bring healing, if you will, to the fabric. Those wrinkles will fall out. Many times, if you ever change curtains, if you just hang the curtains in time, those wrinkles will just fall out because of the type of fabric. And we've gotten very sophisticated with the fabrics we have today. Many of them are stretchy and they don't have to be ironed. But I grew up in a day where every woman spent a great deal of time behind an iron and an ironing board. The cottons, the different fabrics, whenever you wash them, they just had all kinds of wrinkles, and you had to iron them. In most cases, fabrics back a few decades ago needed ironing, like old doilies or silks. I have a silk blouse today. If I wash it, you definitely are going to have to press it with a lower temperature iron. So, obviously, depending on the fabric, you need just the right temperature, and sometimes you even need steam as well. Well, now, what could that suggest to you? If we have wrinkles in us, if you will, the water of the word or the steam, which is water that's been heated, that's representing the Holy Ghost and fire and anointing, that will eliminate wrinkles from the fabric of our lives. Basically, those wrinkles are the hurts, are the wounds that we have experienced because of the enemy that mars our natural beauty. And praise God, our good shepherd is the one who restores our soul. His love, his healing have to penetrate our very being. Just like a hot iron would do to a fabric, his love has to remove those wrinkles the enemy has laid on our souls. Hear this beautiful promise from Jeremiah 31 and 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, who no man seeketh after. Now let's go back to that passage that we started this week's message on, Ephesians 5, 25 through 27. It says in verse 26, that he might sanctify, Jesus might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. In other words, he's doing a hand washing, which addresses the whole man. He will cleanse from sin by the washing of the word. He wants us to be without blemish. Other translations express faultless or perfect. That's the work of the Lord. He sanctifies us by his indwelling presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to be holy and blameless before him. And so God's process for removing the spots of the world, the dust, the darkness of the world that we come in contact with, his work in removing stains, those deeply, sometimes deeply embedded lusts of the flesh that we are heir to, the habits that we fight, the wrinkles that the enemy has put upon us. He wants us cleansed and healed and restored, the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. Our physical bodies have a covenant promise for healing now, but our final redemption will consist of that glorified physical body which we will receive at the sound of the last trump, when this corruption shall put on incorruption and this mortal immortality. Beloved, we have a wonderful, gracious God who wants us to be perfect in beauty, but he doesn't leave us at our own, in our own condition. He is the one that is going to accomplish this work, not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. There's a scripture I'd like to share with you, a closing scripture. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. Praise God. So we, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, are being clothed with beautiful garments that have no spot, no stain, no wrinkle. And in that glorious day that is not far off, we shall be presented to the Lord to be forever with him. We shall rejoice at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise God. Beloved, are you washed in the blood? Have you allowed the water of the word to cleanse you? Let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you for this message, and I thank you, Lord, that as we've heard what your word declares, we desire to be unspotted from the world and the worldliness of the world's mentality. We desire, Lord, that the stains of our carnal nature would be removed from us and that we would walk in newness of life in the Spirit. And Lord, we're asking that those wrinkles, those creases, those hurts, those damages to our very being, Lord, that you would heal and you would do this work that only you can do for the praise and eternal glory of your name. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week, and I pray that you've been blessed, sort of a little natural insight from our day-to-day life, but some profound spiritual truths as well. As I have been sharing this week, we have been celebrating for the last several months Unveil Christ Ministries' 50th Jubilee Anniversary. In 1965, my husband began the ministry, and not only did he enter into full-time ministry, naming the ministry UCM, he was an evangelist at that time, but also he began daily radio broadcasts, which have continued for 50 years. We've been on many stations, shortwave, internationally, and on many local stations throughout the West especially. We've been on this particular station perhaps for 45 years. And so we invite you to celebrate with us as a expression of appreciation to the Lord. I've put together a 50th Jubilee Anniversary commemorative booklet, about 48 pages, with some beautiful photographs, a brief history of the ministry, many pictures of Brother Glass, highlights over the years. Just request it. I trust you'll enjoy it, as many have commented how much they enjoyed seeing the history and bringing back memories. Some of you may still remember Brother Glass. He used to be on this station for many decades. Also, I do have, for those who do not have internet access, it is on the unveilchrist.org website, but also I put together a CD of ministry classics of Reverend Neil Glass in song and radio broadcast. And if you would like that, just request that CD as well as the booklet, and I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. And all honor and all praise and glory goes to the Lord, for it wasn't for the Lord, His faithfulness, as well as the faithfulness and obedience of the UCM family and partners, we would never have continued for 50 years. So all praise and honor to Jesus. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.